This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, February 1st, 2019. Okay, so I surprised the show with a guest that I had been trying to get on for like a week. We recap an interview that we did about 3 years ago with Lady Gaga where I asked some inappropriate questions. Salt has no babysitter and we're having our big game party. And Dan goes hard showing his Pat's love with the weekly wrap-up. So producer Dan puts together the weekly wrap-up. We play it for you every Friday at 8:15, but he asked if he could do something special for today with the Pats and the Super Bowl. So he has done the Patriots hype version of the weekly wrap-up.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Boom, 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 boom. What's up, Boston? It's your boy, producer Dan, a.k.a. Thugs Bunny, a.k.a. Lil Stegosaurus, a.k.a. the bus driver on the road to the Blitz for six. You better get right or get left. Kennedy.
Bah, bah.
DJ, play that rap.
So wrong.
Now who you think taking it? There's no mistaking it. We back again, Blitz for six for the Patriots. Tell the Rams they been soft. They got less fans of their team than we had at our send-off. Pats Nation energy. Screw them all, through it all, stand tall. Gronk spike on our enemies. If you ain't a friend of me, tie me a bill, then for real, we just gonna leave defeat in your memory. Talk is our ammo. Understand though, we still gonna collect more jewelry than Thanos. All the other fans' hopes is what we have to dash. Lifting trophies in the aftermath. Belichick pass it back to Kraft. Then after that, they start talking, going back to back. Asking how we gonna win this? That's ridiculous. We've been here before. You better check the hit list 9 times. Brady aged like fine wine. No one in the league more ready. When it's prime time, Pats till my casket drops. That's what's hot. No bandwagon here, son. Ask your pops. Yeah, we been around. Our time, front and center now. Hey, you lay. No retreat, no surrender now. Cause you really on the field with the best. You should kneel, pay respect, or get reeled in your chest. Let's show Atlanta how it feels in Gillette when it's game time. Foxborough, that insane vibe. Like a hailstorm every time the game's live. Pats haters getting more bored. Cause we got it locked from the top to the floorboards. Bobby Kraft, warlord. Bon Jovi laughing. Pointing to the scoreboard, they was like, finally. We lose 5 games, people think that's the end of our dynasty. Oh, the irony, that's what y'all believe in, treason. Our reign ain't over, it ain't drought season. Bunch of mouth-breathing suckers wanna try us. Yeah. Keep talking, that's just fuel to the fire. You losers conspire, speak your desire. Ain't you say Brady was due to retire? Thoroughbred bloodline, Gronk on the front line. Edelman sits up when it's crunch time. Squad's legendary, defense very scary. McCourty causing double trouble in the secondary. That's hereditary, toughness necessary. Welcome back to the real Kings of February. Recognize it's our time. Bet they will once Sony Michel starts streaking down the sideline. We got the guideline, down for the parade. Title Town got it made, this is a wild ride. We ain't asking, we demand your respect. Now watch us raise another banner in Gillette, haters.
Woo!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Kings of February, that has got to be a hashtag.
Bobby Kraft Warlord.
Seriously. We win the Super Bowl. Kings of February needs to be a shirt.
Yes. That should be Dan's, you know, right. Production company.
Right. Kings of February is strong.
It's a Kings of February joint.
Get yes. Familiar.
Dan, it's awesome. Great job.
Thank
so
you,
good,
guys.
Buddy.
Thank
so
you.
So good.
So I planned a surprise for all of you, and it is now time for your surprise. Are you ready for
We're
your surprise?
We're going to the Super Bowl.
You're you gotta
not
let
going
that go.
To the
it's
Super Bowl. Yeah, that is not happening.
When's the bus get here?
So, you know, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year here at Mix 104.1. And I made plans last week to have somebody come on the show to say congratulations, but they couldn't do it. They were busy last week.
Oh.
But they are now ready. You guys want to Don't even make a guess. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. All right? I don't even want you guessing.
All right, then.
You ready?
You ready.
You ready for your surprise?
Oh, my God. Hurry up.
Is it Tom Brady?
You're building this up way too
big. Is it the Greyhound bus driver that's taking us to Atlanta?
It's a second Friday free-for-all.
Oh,
better not be.
I need to go home.
Baby Shark?
Just come on.
Guys, everybody say good morning to our beloved mayor, Marty Walsh.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Pretty good. I didn't tell anybody you were coming on the show this morning. I've been keeping it a surprise.
I hope it's a great, makes you day great.
Kennedy's looking at me like, really?
Something we could have promoted to let him know he was coming. Why do that?
Well, I didn't know when he was going to call. I asked like a week ago. And so I just said, whenever you can call, you can call. So
well, we appreciate you coming on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. How's it going this morning? Is it fun in there today with the Super Bowl and all that stuff?
Yeah, we got Cumberland Farms here. It's awesome, man. We got sandwiches and coffee. It's great.
Coffee.
So you don't get to go down to the Super Bowl, Mayor?
I'm actually going down.
That's it. Yes. I'm talking about.
Oh, is that why you're calling us? Because you want to invite us along with you?
No, but you can break the story and everyone else will be pissed about it.
When did you find out you were going to the game, Mayor Walsh?
Well, I was trying to. I'm a season ticket holder, so for 8 years, there's a random lottery for tickets, and never got them, and never asked either. You know what I mean? It's kind of whatever. And then this year, after the game, I went online. I didn't go online. I got an alert from the Patriots. Those packages that you could buy, and I'm like, oh my God! Like, I think I got chosen. So then I asked another season ticket holder. And like, yeah, you get chosen because one person that sits in my section has been chosen like four times to go to the game.
Oh, wow.
I've never been picked. I've gone to Super Bowls before, but this is, through my season ticket, it's the first time, so it's pretty exciting.
So you've never used your political clout to try and get the tickets?
No, you can't. I mean, it's just everyone thinks you should.
No, you can.
Nah, he's
absolutely
old school.
You can.
But this is what I love about this city, about this area, is that our very own mayor got tickets, and he's wicked excited to go. Like, it's not just a thing you do. Like, this is what I love about these fans, you know?
Now, Mayor Walsh, you might not ask for favors, but I will ask for favors. I am not above it. We have a friend of the show, Pasty Matt, that's going to be down there. Could you possibly get him into the Super Bowl with you?
I might be able to help somebody else get in the Super Bowl. I just can't help myself get in the Super Bowl.
All right. We will connect. We're going to have to connect Mayor Walsh with Annie's friend, Pasty Matt.
Pasty Matt. Yeah. Or me. I mean, you could send me down, too.
Well, that's super exciting. So you're leaving today?
No. Early tomorrow morning, and then I'm back early Monday morning. It's a really quick flight because today we're going to have a press conference later on about the game and about, the celebrations or the – Or the non-celebrations before and after the game, just so people, respect the city. And then have a full day today, and early tomorrow I'm going to go down, and then I'll be back on early Monday.
Well, that is awesome, and that is breaking news. Mayor Marty Walsh is headed to the Super Bowl with his season tickets because he got picked in a random lottery.
Because when you think of breaking news, you think of Carson and Kennedy.
Right.
Said
actually,
no one ever.
We are the number one political show in Boston. I don't know if you know that.
And the number one sports show, so...
Yes.
Well, Mayor Walsh, we appreciate you calling in. You have a great day and have fun down there in Atlanta, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, there he goes. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh.
So when are we getting a surprise?
Oh, he gave us breaking news. That'll be all over TV now. And you know what the story will say? Mayor Walsh announces on local morning radio show.
No, it won't even mention
it. It won't even say that.
No.
Right, we won't even get credit for it.
All
Absolutely
of the reporters
not.
Are down in Atlanta. Nobody's here to cover it.
No.
And even if they were, it wouldn't matter.
I tried, guys.
No, it was great.
Was that a good surprise?
I love talking to him. He's a great guy, and I just love how excited he is that he won. You know that he won.
That
a lottery.
He got the lottery, and it's really tough to get those. As the years have gone by, it's gotten much harder to get those to win that lottery. Super cool. All right, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. A big thank you to him, and also as you heard him say, like, if and when the Patriots win the Super Bowl on Sunday night, like,
don't burn down the town.
Please don't. We need to live here.
Who did he leave in charge? Did he leave us in charge?
I think that's what he said.
Is that what that call was about?
Yes, that's exactly. We are deputy mayors, I think is what he said, Salt.
Chief
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So they're saying the Super Bowl will be broadcast in more than 230 countries with an estimated worldwide audience of over a billion people, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
3% of dudes say they would give up lovemaking to see their favorite football team win the Super
Bowl.
3% of dudes say that.
Bull.
How about sales of recliners? They triple during the week leading up to the Super Bowl. And they say Americans will eat over 12 million pizzas on Super Bowl Sunday. What is your favorite memory of a Super Bowl?
So it was 1998 and the Redskins played the Broncos. Mm-hmm. My father is a huge Redskins fan, and so he had a huge party at his house.
1988.
That's what I said?
You said 98.
88.
Yeah.
And he like brought in bars and bartenders. Like, it was the place.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
So I was a junior in high school. So drunk.
Yes, girl.
This is crazy because I was going to say the same year.
So drunk.
1988, but I was in the Army. Mm-hmm. I was in basic training. So we're in the barracks, basic training, and it's like week two. And the drill sergeant rolled a TV out of his office.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is like, in the Army, a holiday. When we lived in Germany, you got a half day off the next day.
It was
day.
Not a holiday for us. We did full Army training that day. And
but you got to watch it.
But he did. He rolled it out. Wow. Never said a word. He rolled the TV out of his office, plugged it in, turned on the game. And when the game was over, he came back and rolled the TV away and never said a word to us.
The Army giveth and the Army taketh away.
It was awesome. Mm. Okay, so I have some funny audio here. This is Tom Brady. Okay, and he's on which show, Kennedy?
Late Night with Stephen Colbert. And right. Basically, the premise of the bit was he let his staff ask one question of the guys who are playing in the Super Bowl. So there was a lot of questions to a lot of different people. However, the Tom Brady one was truly spectacular.
Do you have any plans for your life after football?
Yeah, after football, I'm going to play baseball. And after baseball, I'm going to play Hamlet. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio, a fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy.
What?
So that's Hamlet.
What?
From, I think, Act 5.
You would know that.
That's honestly. Awesome.
Well, it's important. It's important to the story.
Sure.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. Now I am alone. Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I, but in a fiction, in a dream of passion, could force his soul to his own conceit. What a piece of work is man, how noble in reason, how infinite in faculty, in form and moving, how express and admirable in action, how like an angel in apprehension, how like a god. The rest is silence. Oh, oh, oh. Oh.
Not bad.
He's so good.
I would watch that.
I would absolutely watch that.
I feel as though he might open some eyes to Shakespeare today to realize that the language isn't that hard to understand.
Salt, favorite Super Bowl moment?
That.
Something from when you were younger or a kid? Or
that was, no, the Bengals 49ers Super Bowl back in the day, my dad and I started, that was when we started gambling. And so my dad's like, he's not a really big football guy, but he's like, all right, you know, let's put 10 bucks on the game. And that to me at the time was a giant amount of money. I stole it from his wallet. So it was basically him getting his own money back. But I took the Bengals and then they lost. And that was like the icky shuffle and all that was going on.
That's right.
Annie, favorite Super Bowl moment?
So the Atlanta game, I was down at school. So I was with all the hillbillies about to get in a fist fight the first half.
Down in Florida, right?
And the kid that was throwing a party was from Charlestown. So like him and I are screaming, like, I literally almost got in a fist fight in the first half, and then when the game ended, I was smashing two beers together, pouring them on my head, pouring them
insane.
On the TV.
That Atlanta Falcons, though, coming back.
That was the best day of my life.
Running around the restaurant, just jumping up and down, the heart palpitations.
My heart's beating so fast now.
Exactly.
That was crazy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Our big game party is happening on Sunday at Calhoun. We're going to give away some more tickets coming up at right around 6:30. Is everybody all set? We're ready to go. We're
My
ready.
My outfit
to...
came yesterday.
Your outfit came yesterday. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm ready.
Was it last year? You did a onesie, and I know my wife did a custom.
Yes, but I wore that last week or 2 weeks ago to your house, so I can't wear it again.
But they won.
I don't want to wear it again. It was too tight. It made me very uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
I felt like my butt looked real big, so I didn't want to wear it.
I don't remember.
You were sitting down.
I was sitting down. And you don't look at me that way, so I'm appreciative. Thank you.
You didn't walk by me in a way. Hey, girl.
I feel like no matter what I look like, I'm the same person you've been looking at for 20 years, so whatever.
But don't. Didn't
That's
bother
it.
Me. Salt, you all set?
No, not even close. I don't have a babysitter.
What?
Ooh.
Don't have a baby. It's the Super Bowl. In New England.
That's true.
We're there again, but people, that doesn't matter to people. Nobody will watch this child.
Can you?
So we're just going to turn the heat really hot and just leave her in the
living room. A lot of people like to stay at home and watch the football game. Do you have any friends that are staying at home and maybe she could go there?
No, I want to be that guy.
Oh,
who
I know.
Stays at home.
And, I know, yeah, but you can't be. So
yeah, I know, and that's the problem.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe leave the car running? Who knows? I don't know.
And she can't come with?
Well, no, because it's going to totally throw off her schedule, and we literally have just gotten her on this schedule.
You don't want to mess with that.
That's a long day, too, for the baby.
And yeah, it's
a long drive from up there.
Yeah, it's an hour plus drive to get from our house, and then plus after the game's over,
right.
I don't want to be driving with a baby back on the roads. Who knows if people are going to be crazy or not. It's just, you know, it's an issue.
I have an idea. So my wife... unknowingly planned a weekend away for work. So she has a conference she's going to down in New York. And she's leaving Saturday, which means Barrett is going to be here alone as well because our babysitter's out of town and my mother-in-law had plans.
Sure.
So how about CP can come to my house and watch Barrett? We'll just leave the two of them at my place.
Sure. I mean, I guess that's kind of on the way.
Right. And then that cuts off the drive a little bit. It's not so bad for CP.
I was just very disappointed in Annie Dow.
What?
Annie got to work,
She
too.
Didn't step up. You know?
She's the one who's been
clamoring to be the babysitter the entire time. She's like, I want to be CP's babysitter. I want to be CP's babysitter. Did she take one for the team? No.
I told you anytime you need me,
the
I would
Super
go
Bowl
down there.
Sunday.
Except for Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, I can't.
We need the hype man at the big show.
Yeah, I don't
know. What about... there's nobody down there, like, friends-wise? Or do you use that app?
They're all going to the game. If it was any other day, I'm at this point, I'm going to go drop over and be like, hey, Speedway Gas, are you open 24 hours? Everybody. I'm going to drop off CP. Yeah.
What about some family members that you have here?
Who do we have here?
Well, no one wants to come up from Connecticut.
Yeah, they don't care about the Super Bowl. Tell them to come on
They don't ever come to visit normally.
Right. Well, this would be a good excuse.
It's a great excuse to come.
Where's auntie or uncle from Connecticut? That can
You're
going
to go
up,
to
no?
like...
They're in Connecticut.
Yeah.
You guys are answering your own questions here.
But, you know, call them and say, hey, would you mind coming up for
we
a
We did.
Yeah.
Nobody. Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Can you call, like, Jenny's List or whatever that's called? Find yourself.
Care.com?
No, Craigslist is what you mean.
They're like, we're closed. It's Super Bowl Sunday and the Pats are in it.
There's got to be some haters here that don't care. About this
I don't know if I want to stick in with a Rams fan.
Oh, I see.
Do you want me to ask Laurie Dow? I'm sure she'll be in.
Laurie Dow.
Let's go!
Bring Laurie Dow down to the house, huh?
Yes, now we're talking.
Nice.
CP will have a party.
Do you have a big TV?
I have a giant TV.
Well, see, I feel like you need to sell it like that. Like, we'll make you some nachos.
We have the Fios. You have the internet, the high speed. You have two lovely cats.
You got the internet.
You got the internet?
It'll be the best halftime show you've ever seen.
You're really selling it. We got the internet.
Oh, the cats fighting. I would do that for halftime.
We have feral cats and internet.
You don't need the puppy bowl.
The plumbing could blow at any minute.
Amazing.
New windows, though, so you'll be warm.
We have new windows.
New hot water heater?
We have a new hot water heater.
Everything you need.
But the pipes that go to it might be frozen, so who knows?
Still got chipmunks in the shed?
No, I think they're dead.
Okay.
I think they're frozen.
That's what we call Liddy City at Salt.
Well, come down to Marshfield.
I hope we get to see you on Sunday, buddy.
It's the murder barn.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Our big game party is happening on Sunday at Calhoun. We're going to give away some more tickets coming up at right around 6:30. Is everybody all set? We're ready to go.
Your
outfit came yesterday. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm ready.
You did a onesie, and I know my wife did a custom.
Yes, but I wore that last week, or 2 weeks ago, to your house, so I can't wear it again.
But they won.
I don't want to wear it again. It was too tight. It made me very uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
I felt like my butt looked real big, so I didn't want to wear it.
I don't remember.
You were sitting down.
I was sitting down. And you don't look at me that way, so I'm appreciative. Thank you.
You didn't walk by me in a way. Hey, girl.
I feel like no matter what I look like, I'm the same person you've been looking at for 20 years, so whatever.
But don't. Didn't
That's
bother
it.
Me. Salt, you all set?
No, not even close. I don't have a babysitter.
What?
Ooh.
Don't have a baby. It's the Super Bowl in New England.
That's true.
We're there again, but people, that doesn't matter to people. Nobody will watch this child.
Can you?
So we're just going to turn the heat really hot and just leave her in the
living room. You know, a lot of people like to stay at home and watch the football game. Do you have any friends that are staying at home and maybe she could go there?
No, I want to be that guy.
Oh,
who
I know.
Stays at home.
And, I know, yeah, but you can't be. So
yeah, I know, and that's the problem.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe leave the car running. Who knows? I don't know.
And she can't come with.
Well, no, because it's going to totally throw off her schedule,
I
and
see.
We literally have just gotten her on the schedule.
You don't want to mess with that.
That's a long day too for the baby.
And yeah, it's
a long drive from up there.
Yeah, it's an hour. It's an hour plus drive
right.
to get from our house, and then. Plus, after the game's over,
right.
I don't want to be driving with a baby back on the roads. Who knows if people are going to be crazy or not. It's just, you know, it's an issue.
I have an idea. So my wife unknowingly planned a weekend away for work. So mm-hmm. she has a conference she's going to down in New York. And she's leaving Saturday, which means Barrett is going to be here alone as well because our babysitter's out of town and my mother-in-law mm-hmm. had plans.
Sure.
So how about CP can come to my house and watch Barrett? We'll just leave the two of them at my place.
Sure. I mean, I guess that's kind of on the way.
Right. And then, and then that cuts off the drive a little bit. It's not so bad for CP.
I was just very disappointed in Annie Dow.
What?
Annie got to work
She
too?
Didn't step up. You know?
She's the one
who's been, she's been clamoring to be the babysitter the entire time. She's like, I want to be CP's babysitter. Did she take one for the team? No.
I told you anytime you need me,
the
I would
Super
go
Bowl
down
Sunday.
Except for Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, I can't.
We need the hype man at the big show.
Yeah, I know.
What about, there's nobody down there, like friends-wise, or do you use that app?
They're all going to the game. If it was any other day, I'm at this point, I'm going to go drop over and be like, hey, Speedway Gas, are you open 24 hours? Everybody. I'm going to drop
about,
off CP. Yeah.
What about some family members that you have here?
Who do we have here?
Well, no one wants to come up from Connecticut.
Yeah, they don't care about the Super Bowl. Tell them to come on
They don't ever come to visit normally.
Right? Well, this would be a good excuse.
It's a great excuse to come.
Where's auntie or uncle from Connecticut? That can
you're
going
to go
up,
to like...
They're in Connecticut.
Yeah.
You guys are answering your own questions here.
But, you know, call them and say, hey, would you mind coming up for
we
a while?
Did.
Yeah.
Nobody. Okay. Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Can you call like Jenny's List or whatever that's called to find yourself?
Care.com?
No, whatever. Craigslist is they're what like, you mean.
They're like, we're closed. It's Super Bowl Sunday and the Pats are in it.
There's got to be some haters here that don't care. About the Super
I don't know
Bowl.
If I want to stick in with a Rams fan.
Oh, I see.
Do you want me to ask Lori Dow? I'm sure she'll be
Lori Dow.
Let's go!
Bring Lori Dow down to the house, huh?
Yes, now we're talking.
Nice.
CP will have a party.
Do you have a big TV?
I have a giant TV.
Well, see, I feel like you need to sell it like that. Like, we'll make you some nachos.
We have the Fios. You have the internet, the high speed. You have two lovely cats.
You got the internet.
You got the internet?
It'll be the best halftime show you've ever seen.
You're really selling it. We got the internet.
Oh, the cats fighting. I would do that for halftime.
We have feral cats and internet.
You don't need the puppy bowl.
The plumbing could blow at any minute.
Amazing.
New windows, though. So
we have new windows.
New hot water heater?
We have a new hot water heater.
Everything you need.
But the pipes that go to it might be frozen, so who knows?
Still got chipmunks in the shed?
No, I think they're dead.
Okay.
I think they're frozen.
That's what we call Liddy City Insults.
Well, come down to Marshfield.
I hope we get to see you on Sunday, buddy.
It's the murder barn.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.